Hi, everybody. I've got 7 o'clock and we have a quorum here, so let's get this show on the road. Let's start with introductions. We'll start with our guest from Tumwater. I'll just name the people that I see, and if you can introduce yourself, we'll go from there. Elizabeth.
Hi, everybody. I'm chair of the Tumwater City Planning Commission. And I'm going to be asking Brad a question if we have to do a formal roll call, because this is a public hearing. But hi, everybody.
Well,
it looks like Terry
roll call will be part of this process.
Okay, this will count. Yep. Okay, thank you, Brad.
And thanks, guys. Terry?
I'm Terry Kirkpatrick from Southeast Tumwater. My first few years on the Planning Commission, I was in Thurston County, and then we got annexed into the city of Tumwater, and I managed to stay on the commission and have enjoyed it very much.
Great, we're glad you're here. Michael.
Hi, I'm Michael Tobias. I'm on the Tumwater Planning Commission. Been a resident in the city for about going on 3-4 years now, and just think it's a great place to call home. And you know, with looking at UGA expansions, it looks like there's more to call home soon enough.
And Megan.
Sorry, I had to find my mute button. I'm Megan Sullivan. I use she, her pronouns, and I'm the vice chair of the Planning Commission for Tumwater.
Welcome, Megan. And then there's Brad.
Brad Bedrud, planning manager for the city of Tumwater.
Okay. Did I miss anybody from Tumwater? I think I got everybody.
We will be expecting Nam later, so we'll have the person join us.
Great.
Thank you.
Okay, let's go through the north side. Donna, would you like to introduce yourself? I'm going to have to unmute you, Donna. Let me find you.
Oh, okay. It goes back and forth, it seems. Yeah. So I'm in District 3, representing District 3.
Thank you. Eric.
Yeah. Eric Cassino, representing District 2, and I live in unincorporated Thurston County near Long Lake. Thank you.
Doug.
Doug Carman, District 2, and I live in unincorporated Thurston County in the south east corner of Long Lake.
And Don.
I'm Don DeHaan, District 1, and I reside in the county by Yelm Highway and College.
Thank you. Ed.
Ed Fleischer, District 2. I am in the county out by Nisqually Delta.
Scott.
Scott Nelson, District 3.
And I'm Jim Simmons, also District 3 out Steamboat Island. And just to get everybody, let's do our county staff. Let's start with Leah.
Leah Davis, Associate Planner, Thurston County.
And Polly's still there in the dark.
Polly Stoker.
And then Maya.
Maya Teeple, Senior Planner with Community Planning.
And Nam, we already got to the Tumwater folks, but would you like to introduce yourself, please?
Hi, Nam Nguyen, Tumwater resident.
Great, thanks. Now I think we have everybody. So I'm asking from the county folks a motion to approve the agenda.
So moved.
Second.
And second.
Okay. Thank you. And all those in favor of the agenda, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, so we are moving into our public communications portion. This is for anything that the attendees would like to share other than the topic of tonight's public hearing, which is a Tumwater joint plan. We will save that for later. If you have some other information that you would like to share with us, please Let me read this. Please choose the raise your hand option if you wish to address the Planning Commission. If you are dialing in, press 9 to raise your hand. We will unmute you when it's your turn to speak. Make sure you also choose 6 to unmute yourself. 3-minute timer will show on one of the video screens to help track time with you. It'll start red. Oh, wait, other way. It'll start green. When it gets to the yellow, you have 30 seconds, and we ask that you kind of start wrapping up there. And then when it's red, your time will be over. If you have issues speaking and being heard, please disconnect from the Zoom meeting and call 360-972-6785 to make your public comment. Is there anybody out there that would like to share with us on a subject other than what will the public hearing will be, which is the Tumwater Joint Plan? I'm not seeing anybody that would like to share. Going once, going twice. I hope I haven't missed anybody, but I don't see anybody. So we're going to move to the approval of our meeting minutes for March 31st, 2021 and April 15, 2021. Do I have a motion to approve those?
I move to approve the March 31 minutes.
And April 15th?
Sure. You want to do them both at the same time? And the
yeah, what the heck. And is there a second?
I'll second.
First second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Don. All those in favor of approval of the meeting minutes for March 31st and April 15th, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, so we're going to move into our public hearing concerning the Tumwater Joint Plan, UGA Joint Plan. Today we are here to hold a public hearing on the Tumwater Joint Plan, which includes 6 land use and zoning amendments and associated code amendments to the Tumwater County Code, Title 20 Rural Zoning and Title 22 Tumwater Urban Growth Area Zoning. This is a virtual public hearing. Those wishing to testify have joined by Zoom, phone, email, in comment, or mailed in comment. If you wish to testify, please choose the raise your hand option. If you are dialing in, press 9 to raise your hand. The chair host will call your name and unmute you when it's your turn to speak. Make sure you also choose 6 to unmute yourself. If you have issues speaking or being heard, please disconnect from the Zoom meeting and call 360-972-6785. Again, each person will have 3 minutes. I'll be calling out names for those who wish to do oral testimony. When you hear your name, please unmute yourself to testify. Time may not be given to another person. When testifying, please provide your name and address for the record. And you guys saw the timer that Paulie has. So is there anybody that would like to speak on the Tumwater Joint Plan? Again, I'm not seeing any hands. Give it another second here. So I'm not seeing anybody going once. Not seeing anybody going twice. Let's move into our presentation. Okay, so let's do the staff presentation.
Thank you, Chairman. Thank you, Chairwoman, as well for having me present tonight. My name is Brad Middard. I am the planning manager with the City of Tumwater. I've been working with Leah Davis with the county and Maya as well on preparing this joint plan update. This covers a number of items, so I need to stop chair because for some reason when I selected that, it wasn't actually moving anything. So let's try this. Okay, Very quickly, the intent of the joint public hearing is for the commissions to take testimony from the public to discuss and review the materials that they have received over the briefing and work session over the past couple months, and to forward a recommendation on to the Tumwater City Council for their consideration and then their recommendation back to the County Board of County Commissioners, who will make the final decision on the update and accepting the update. The purpose of the joint plan, I'll explain as we go through this process. We'll talk a little bit about what the Tumwater Urban Growth Area looks like and why we're discussing it tonight. We'll talk about some of the proposed updates to the joint plan, and we'll go through some of the implementation and next steps as part of this. As we've discussed, the joint plan is an element of both the county and the city comprehensive plans. The last time this plan was substantially updated was 25 years ago when it was originally drafted and adopted in 1995. The city completed its last growth management required update in 2016. And so as part of that process, we identified that the updating the joint plan would be the next step for that. The objective here tonight is to update and amend the joint plan to reflect current conditions and amendments made to both of the city and county's comprehensive plans since its last adoption in the 90s. The joint plan is a framework for guiding future development in the urban growth area, which is also referred to as the joint plan area. Those terms are interconnected during its transition from the rural to urban level of development. The joint plan serves as the basis for future planning decisions by both the county and the city. It's as set out in a memorandum of understanding between the two jurisdictions and part of the larger growth management process. This is an opportunity for planning and making sure things are set in out for how an area will transition from a rural to an urban state over time. And in turn, the joint plan provides a policy framework for development regulations in the joint plan area. And the next phase of this process will be looking at specifically the Thurston County Code Title 22 Tumwater Urban Growth Area Zoning, using the policies and the implementation identified in this plan to guide that process. A little more background about the whole joint plan update process. The cities of Lacey, Olympia, Tumwater, and Thurston County have been jointly planning in their shared urban growth areas since 1988. And in fact, I think they could probably be cited as one of the examples for Growth Management Act of how to work together. And that's a very important thing. And not everybody does that very well, but we do have a good process for doing that here. The Growth Management Act requires countywide planning policies that call for joint planning and a process for modifying urban growth area boundaries as warranted. And I'll talk a little bit about what that means. The joint plan was adopted in 95 by the county and the city to meet the intent of the countywide planning policies, and minor amendments were made to the joint plan in 2009. The area in green you see is the area within the city of Tumwater boundaries at the moment. The area in tan is the area that is covered by the joint plan and the urban growth area. So, back in 95, when the plan was originally adopted, that urban growth area was up slightly more than 8,200 acres. As of today, it's about slightly more than 2,800 acres. So while the size of the urban growth area has shrunk as annexations have occurred, it also has reduced in size because of a variety of critical area needs, especially along Little Rock. So the urban growth area has actually shrunk in size both due to annexations and to other reasons in a fairly significant way since the original adoption. As I mentioned, the city has completed its comprehensive plan update in 2016. City and county staff started working on the update to the joint plan in 2016 and 17. We restarted the process last year with the intent of adopting the update in 2021. Primary goals of the update are to address current community interests, align the current goals and policies of the city with the joint plan, and meet current state requirements. So our process tonight is the culmination of what the Planning Commission had done over their briefing in the work session in March and April. We're having a public hearing to make a decision on a recommendation to send on to the City Council. The After that, the City Council will review the joint recommendation at meetings in June and July, and will likely recommend approval to the Board of Commissioners. And the commissioners will review the recommendations and adopt the plan update, hopefully by this fall, as part of the larger comprehensive plan update package. After the update is approved, we will start work on the implementing actions, which include updating the Thurston County Code Title 22 for consistency with the city municipal code. For community outreach, the Growth Management Act requires early and continual citizen participation in the development and updates of local comprehensive plans. And we are using the Planning Commissions as the platform for obtaining community input on the joint plan update process. There are four primary areas that I'm going to cover as part of the joint plan for our discussion. First is an overview of the land use and supply and capacity, talking a little bit about the policies in the plan. We have specific land use map amendments to discuss, and then also we'll talk about implementation of the plan. As mentioned in previous briefings, we have a population forecast that has been issued for the city of Tumwater and our urban growth area. Our population in 2020 for the urban growth area is about 3,330. By 2040, it's expected to grow to 9,020. That's almost double, but it's also more than the city of Tumwater. We're only expected to increase by 50% within the city boundaries as they are right now. So we are planning for a fairly significant population increase. We're not seeing a taper off. And if you look at our current projects, I'm sure that are being reviewed by the county and definitely within the city, there is a lot of building activity occurring. That population, how that demographically looks in 20 years is going to be different from now. It's going to be an older population. Our above 80 population bracket will be 8% rather than 5%, and those under 20 will be reduced about the same percentage. And we'll also be more in the middle of the range. There'll be an increase in the 40 to 59 range. So we'll have some different challenges, I think, in planning. And the kinds of uses that are going to be there and who we have to provide services for. The current breakdown of the land use designations within the joint plan area is shown here. I'll hit some highlights. The area is primarily designated and zoned for single family residential, especially single family low density. And that's about almost 1,200 acres. That's almost a third of the total acreage of the area. The next biggest area is our light industrial areas, which are primarily in and around the airport with a little bit around the northern part of the UGA. And then pretty evenly spread between mostly residential areas with a little bit of commercial. In terms of our residential supply, which is one of the things we look at when we are making any adjustments to the plan, it looks like we will have a sufficient supply of land to meet the demand, meaning that there is enough land currently zoned for residential uses at the appropriate densities to ensure that we will have at least 20% excess capacity if we just allow development to occur as it is now. And that means we don't need to make any adjustments to the balance of residential versus commercial and industrial. The other important thing is we have a draft of the 2020 Buildable Lands Report for Thurston County that was prepared by Thurston Regional Planning Council that noted the urban areas in the county, which are those city, all the city areas, plus the unincorporated urban growth areas in the county, contain sufficient land to accommodate projected population growth over the next 20 years. This is important because we are not going to be needing to propose any expansions of the urban growth area to accommodate additional growth. We have sufficient lands currently zoned and designated to accommodate the growth that we are anticipating. There are some questions, however, of going forward for land supply, but I think there's also some answers for this particular urban growth area for the city of Tumwater. We do have a federal endangered species listing, which could impact the amount of area that's available for development, but both the city and the county are currently working on habitat conservation plans to accommodate the need for development in those areas by creating mitigation areas outside of the UGA. There is a question potentially about the availability of water. However, we don't have the same issues that some areas of the county have in terms of that. So that hasn't been a necessary thing that may be holding us back from developing. In addition, extending sewer service, it was noted as an issue for some areas of the urban growth area in the county as a whole, but none of those areas were identified necessarily in the Tumwater urban growth area. In terms of the policy side, in terms of the larger picture, now that we've said basically that what we're showing in terms of land use designations and the urban growth area doesn't need any substantial change to it. We also looked at our policies, and we didn't make any dramatic changes to these policies either. The land use element is by far the largest element of the joint plan because the memorandum of agreement between the city and the county established that the urban growth area, the joint plan for that would be primarily driven by land use, meaning that what kind of uses would be allowed on the ground and so forth, and need to serve those would be the primary direction of the plan. The purpose of the goals and policies of the joint plan, again, are really to ensure that there's coordination between both the county and the city comprehensive plan elements, the regional plans, as well as the countywide planning policies. Again, the purpose of the joint plan is to explain how this area is going to be transitioning over time from the rural county into an urban city. And we need to determine how best to do that. And this is what this section lays out. In addition to that, the goals and policies also serve to define the action plan for implementing the joint plan recommendations that are found in chapter 11 of the plan. The next largest section covers public facilities and services. This is the element that does the coordination of a lot of the necessary services that will be served by the various land uses, such as water and sewer and other things. Again, all of these things are in coordination with a larger city and county comprehensive plan and regional policies and so forth. There are also other elements in the plan, but they are essentially by reference from the city of Tumwater's comprehensive plan. And that really matches what the original joint plan was set up to do. We just reference the areas that are already discussed and covered by the county of the city's plan. We are not proposing any amendments to those elements, the ones that are listed here, as part of the joint plan update. There are six proposed land use amendments as part of this process. The first one is at Black Lake, Belmore Road and 49th Avenue Southwest, Center Street and 83rd Southwest, 83rd Avenue Southwest and I-5, the Enclave at Deschutes River, Little Rock Road and 73rd Southwest, and an airport overlay zone. Little explanation of what the future land use designations are out in the joint plan area. The map that you see here shows the proposed future land use designations. The area in light green is that within the city right now. The other colors are all the designations. Yellow is single family low, which as you can see is probably the dominant color there. In addition, brown, single family medium, red is general commercial, and gray is industrial. There are three sub areas identified within the joint plan. We did not make any changes to this. This was part of the structure of the plan from 1995. However, things have changed a little bit since then. The area that is eastern has pretty much been annexed by the city, except for a couple small areas that I'll discuss. The southern area is in orange and the western area is in blue. These don't necessarily follow established neighborhoods. They're mostly, I think, a convenience in order to discuss and break apart the UGA into parts. The two areas of the eastern subarea that remain are in yellow. There is a small island near Quince Street, south of North Street, that contains two separate areas of the county. There's about three parcels there, three houses. And then there's a small island on Dennis Street, which is a single family residence as well. In the southern area, as you see, the gray areas are light industrial. There is an area of RSR, which is reserve for sensitive area resources for residential use. That's primarily because of the high groundwater in this area. If you recall, early in the 1990s, there was a series of very high groundwater events during the winter. This one was definitely one of those. The other one was this area around Little Rock, which was part of the UGA, but it was taken out for that very reason. Also, this is the western subarea, again, along Black Lake. The purple areas are the utilities. This is the BPA lines that are a separate land use in the plan. And the green areas are park areas or areas that are set aside for sensitive resources, such as lakefront and wetlands and so forth. The first of the six amendment areas comes from a discussion that the City Council at Tumwater had in 2018 as part of our 2018 Comprehensive Plan Amendment cycle. The council asked that we looked at all areas of the city and of the UGA that were zoned or designated for neighborhood commercial. The concern was that we had an area of the city that was intended to be providing small level of commercial services for various areas around the city and the UGA, but these areas weren't developing. And there were a lot of reasons for that. We had a study commission to determine what those things were. One of the findings was that perhaps the area that we designated for neighborhood commercial was too large to be really suitable for redevelopment. So as part of that process, the council recommended, as part of their adoption of the 2018 Comprehensive Plan Amendments, forward a recommendation to the county that a couple of these areas be reduced in size or changed. So this is the first one. The proposal is that the two southern parcels here and Belmore Lake Road would be become moved from neighborhood commercial to single family medium, which is this yellow area here, in order to reduce the size and encourage the redevelopment of the area south of the road here. This is the gas station and service area up here. Also part of that discussion of neighborhood commercial was the Center Street and 83rd. This is immediately south of the airport's New Market industrial area. So the land use immediately to the east is light industrial and multifamily medium immediately to the south as part of the joint plan area. The proposal and discussion here was to change it from neighborhood commercial to general commercial because, number one, there was an existing gas station there that would be more appropriate as a general commercial kind of use, but also the level of development and also the area surrounding it. It made a lot more sense to have that as a general commercial, which offers a greater range of uses and the availability of building sizes for redevelopment of this area.
Hey, Brad, looks like we had a hand come up, Michael, I believe.
Oh, it was about the previous one, but I was just gonna, because you'd mentioned it wasn't as much of an issue for the Tumwater UGA areas, but as far as septic to sewer conversion, is this area on the sewer line or are they septic? Because
this is still on septic. This area, the nearest sewer line is a little bit farther down Black Lake Boulevard in Belmore. So if they were to be served in the future, it would probably be some combination of grinder pump or something coming from the south. I don't know the sizing of the line, so I'm not fully up to date on saying, yes, that would be what would be done. But it is by far the closest of the sewer lines. The other ones are more than 2 miles away.
Okay. Yeah, because I was wondering, you know, the fact that it's, you know, it's zoned for multifamily medium and you have a, I believe you said a gas station there.
Right. So the gas station is here. There's a existing manufactured home park here. And it is on their own, I believe, own septic system. So in terms of density and uses, I think when they looked at this area, that it was the most appropriate designation given the use that was on this property.
Thanks, Brad. That's all I have.
Thank you. The third proposed amendment is a area that is currently zoned within the joint plan as business park. The city council in Tumwater looked at the business park zone district within the city of Tumwater in 2017 and found that it really didn't match any of the existing needs or the comprehensive plan. And so we took that out of our zoning code. And we wanted to make sure that as we made that transition, that this one parcel, which is the only one that is currently zoned as business park, also transitions. And the recommendation here is this would become, go from business park to light industrial. And the reason for that, and it's not shown on this map, but there is a fairly substantial wetland complex that covers the northern portion of this property. So the likelihood is that any access for this property would be coming from the south, from this light industrial area in any way. So it made more sense to be calling it light industrial given its location and the fact it's near the freeway. The business park zone currently allows that level of use and is really supposed to be a business park warehousing kind of zone. So light industrial would be appropriate for that. The enclave at Deschutes River, this is a recent addition from the county. There is a proposed plat project here, and this is out in the county in the single family low. The green is open space, and when this was originally designated, the intent was that the open space zone should really follow the top of the slope. This is really the top of the slope. It goes down to this line is the Deschutes River. So that area that is the steep slope and the area that becomes the floodplain is open space. Well, that area on the top of the slope is really developable area that would be appropriate for single family low. So that's why this is included as part of the process. The fifth proposed amendment is another area of the joint plan area where we have a designation that exists within the joint plan but doesn't exist within the city's zoning or land uses. This is a area that is called commercial development. It is immediately south of the interchange of Tumwater Boulevard and Little Rock. The proposal is to change this from commercial development to mixed use, which covers a lot of different uses within the city. And I think it would be appropriate because it also matches up with the surrounding uses to the north and across the street. The sixth and final amendment that is proposed as part of the joint plan is an expansion of the airport hazard overlay zone into the county and to the county UGA. What you see on the map here are areas, the area in gray is the area that's currently within the city of Tumwater. The red areas are the various parts of the airport hazard overlay. So this area here that's the cross is the runway. Areas 1, 2, and 4 are really on the flight path into the main runways of the airport. They have a higher level of protection in terms of what uses can or cannot be located underneath those areas. Really the intent of the airport overlay is not to put uses that have a lot of people or people living in uses, you know, that you don't want under an airport landing zone. So the proposal is to, the city adopted our portion of this, you know, about 10 years ago. Our recommendation to the county is that they consider expanding, including the area marked out within the UGA, which is along 93rd, and then out in the county itself would be included as an amendment to your county zoning atlas. In terms of the joint plan implementation, Chapter 11 addresses how the joint plan will be implemented through a series of tables of actions. The tables include recommendations for actions to implement the plan, such as ongoing implementation actions by staff, basically making sure at regular interview intervals to check in to make sure that things are occurring as they should occur. Specific zoning code amendments. This is where the update to Title 22 comes in. Coordination between the county and the city and other service providers to ensure that there are smooth transitions to service provision as that area urbanizes, and then other ways of accomplishing the goals of the joint plan. The tables include following information. There's description of the implementation actions. There's the policy basis from the joint plan for those actions. It identifies who the responsible jurisdiction would be, either the city and the county, or just county or city, for the actions. And then the status of those actions. Are those ongoing or completed and so forth? The numbering in the table is really for reference only. Staff has assigned no priority to the numbering. So there are some tables that have 1 through 11. Each of those in the county, in the staff's mind, is equal. There's no priority established to those, but it could be an item for further discussion by the planning commissions. And we could also certainly talk about that as we move further into the implementation of the plan itself. The implementation tables cover the following things. We have comprehensive planning implementation. That's the ongoing update of the joint plan like we're doing tonight. Things that look at the urban growth boundaries and annexations. That is related to some of the things we've talked to tonight, but also can talk about how if annexations were to occur, is there a need for an agreement with the county and the city to how best that should occur and in what order and so forth. Implementing the land use designations that are called out in the comprehensive plan, public involvement implementation, capital facilities involvement, that's the water sewer provision. How do we coordinate that? Zoning and development regulations, that's the general way how development regulations and zoning is applied to the joint plan area. And then finally, a table that covers recommended changes to the Thurston County Code Title 22 for consistency with the city's code. Under the comprehensive plan implementation actions, there are 10 actions listed. Again, the action 10 is probably the most important one, which is from the city's perspective, is review and as appropriate, revise the memorandum of understanding between the city and the county that addresses joint plan area zoning and development standards, so it remains current for the joint plan area. The memorandum of understanding is from 1995. It probably could stand to be updated because things have changed in the area, and there are different standards, different things to be that probably should be addressed as part of that process. That would be occurring after the adoption of the joint plan. The urban growth boundary annexation implementation, there are 4 actions that are listed. There's one question that we may want to have a further discussion about after the joint plan is updated is how it necessary to continue the joint plan land use designation and zone districts for annexation properties 1 year after annexation, as it is currently outlined in the MOU. Comprehensive plan land use designation actions. There are 4 actions listed in there. It's really intended to address making sure that the county land use designations and zone districts are compatible with the future land use designations that are shown in the joint plan. This would include looking at how the utilities land use designation is applied, potentially looking at replacing shoreline environment with a open space land use designation. And then as we discussed, there were 2 amendments proposed to this process addressing the neighborhood commercial land use designation. Public involvement, again, this would also cover any amendments and updates, the need to update and include neighborhoods in planning efforts as we go forward. Capital facilities implementation actions. 10 actions were listed. We were probably the most important one there is participation by the city and county in annual joint capital facilities planning processes to ensure that we are planning and providing for adequate facilities and services to provide for the projected growth. As part of the zoning and development regulations implementation actions, there are 15 actions that are listed. Again, this is providing general guidance for updating county development regulations to be consistent with the city's development regulations in the joint plan area. That includes looking at things like the countywide transfer and development rights program, which I think is going to become more important as the city becomes more and more urbanized, and that there are areas in the county that the county wants to protect. I'm thinking of areas that may be used as part of the habitat conservation plan for prairies and so forth. Looking at how we deal with coordinating our critical area regulations and so forth. We're all part of that larger picture. And then finally, some very specific changes to the Thurston County Code Title 22 for consistency with the city's code. We list 74 actions, and these actions cover a lot of amendments that have been made to the city code since 2000 that the city would like to see reflected in the Thurston County Code for the joint plan area. Again, the purpose of this is just to ensure that the joint plan area, as it develops, is developing in a way that is compatible with the city, with the understanding that at some point in the future, those areas would become part of the city through annexation. The next steps in the process, we talked a little bit about. We have the joint planning, joint public hearing tonight. The recommendation I have for the commissions to consider is that the commissions discuss together tonight what the recommendation should be. And then we have the City Planning Commission have a vote on that recommendation, followed by a County Commission vote on that recommendation. I think the importance is we would like to make sure that our City Council, who is very primed to see this document, has a good understanding from the commissions on what they are recommending going forward. And then in turn, the Board of Commissioners would also receive all that information when it comes back to them after the City Council finishes with their recommendation. As I mentioned, the City Council process is scheduled for June and July. And then the Board of Commissioners will be late at summer and fall as part of the adoption process. Again, if you have any questions, I'm planning manager and Leah at the county. And that is all that I had for my presentation tonight. If there are any questions. Thank you.
I don't know how far into this we want to go right now, but I've got a question where you're asking Thurston County to either adopt or reference pretty much every city code that I can find. Is that correct?
We are asking that as part of the implementation process that the city and the county staff start from that. And then the intent is really to work out in the process. And thank you for bringing that up, because actually that would be the next step, would be come back to the planning commissions with a recommendation for amendments and updates to Title 22. That reflect that. We had looked at a variety of mechanisms for trying to cover 25 years worth of updates, and we settled on basically being as explicit as possible with the understanding that there will be a need, obviously, to update and make changes to reflect the joint plan area versus the city versus the county. So it's a long list, but it really is sort of, this is the framework that we'd like to start with. And would be guiding the product that we would ultimately come back with as part of the development code regulation update.
Okay, so I guess, I mean, to me, it seems if we recommend adopting this plan, we're recommending adopting all these codes. And the big one I have that was just in the news this week is your urban agriculture stuff. Mm-hmm. And I think telling people who don't live in the city how many animals they can have on their property doesn't quite work. And quite frankly, I think your basis of one animal unit per acre is nowhere near right. So how am I supposed to come to terms with that?
So my proposal is, again, this is subject to approval and review by both the commissions for consideration and adoption by the council and for the commission. So I think issues like that, there's a lot of very specific items like that within that recommended list of things to consider. But I think the level of detail and those kinds of details are probably best handled when we actually get the codes in hand and actually go through that. I do recognize there are differences, but I also recognize that this area is also intended to be a transition zone. It's intended to be transitioning from a rural to an urban area. That's the whole purpose of the joint plan area as identified by the memorandum of understanding and the joint plan. So we're an interesting area in balance. We've got an area that is somewhat developed, but not entirely developed to urban level standards. but really the intent is to have that develop ultimately to urban level standards. And in some ways, it won't be compatible with the rural areas that exist now. But at the same time, there will be changes on the urban side that probably will be different from what people are allowed to do and not allowed to do in the rural area in terms of density and other kinds of uses. So you've hit on a very important point, but I think we can have that discussion on the individual parts of that as part of the next process.
Well, I guess that's where I'm concerned, because this says recommended amendments to the Thurston County Code for consistency with the Tumwater Municipal Code. So I think if we recommend approval of this, we're recommending approval of all these changes.
I'd like to address that a little bit. This is like a comprehensive plan. So it's the framework for the development code. And so recommending these visions doesn't necessarily mean that you're recommending each and every development code. We do that individually in the future as they come up. And I think that one of the advantages to having this Tumwater joint plan and putting it out there and even adopting the development codes is that it's easier for people. It's more transparent for them as things change going from a rural area to a more urban area. And it eases the transition for the residents.
I'll just add on to that, Maya Teeple, Senior Planner with Community Planning in Thurston County, that we do have the code consistency changes as a separate individual docket item on our official dockets for Thurston County. So it will be processed individually through its own legislative process to include review with the Planning Commissions and the Board. Hearing the concerns of the Planning Commission, I'll just toss out one possible thing we could think about doing is revising that language to say something like recommended action items for code consistency changes, adding in a few words there to see if it's a little bit more aligned with that this will be a future docket item and proceed through its own legislative process.
Have any other questions for these guys? Michael?
Yes, so the Black Lake Balmoral, going back to that section again, I was traveling down to Kennedale Park recently, and going by that area, I noticed there's, a firehouse, a couple other, semi-municipal type buildings or institutions. So I was wondering what happens if the Black Lake community gets integrated into being a neighborhood of Tumwater, do they just get integrated with the wider city services for emergency services? Do they keep the existing services that they have, or what does that transition look like?
So in terms of the area that's covered out there, there's a couple of large institutions that are outside of the county and city that provide services there. The first is the Tumwater School District. They will remain separate, regardless of what happens with annexation. They've got an elementary school down on the southern end of that road. The Black Lake McLean Fire District would be a part of any discussions of an annexation of that area, because they provide the current fire service for that area. And as part of the annexation process, there would be some level of negotiation about how services would be transferred from McLean Black Lake Fire Department to the city, ultimately for their fire department. There's usually a host of discussions about financial issues, the issues with the existing firehouse and equipment and crews and all of that are all part of that annexation process. And it's something similar that we had done to the large eastern annexation that in the southeast corner of Tumwater that occurred. The Fire District 5 in that area basically went away and was absorbed by the city of fire department. But we had negotiations and other things to ensure that there was adequate coverage, and the crews that were there, we figured out how that was going to work as part of the whole annexation process.
Gotcha. Thank you. Do you have a question?
I do. I was just going to ask Scott, did Maya's proposed changes in language satisfy your itch?
Oh, sorry. I don't think so. I mean, because this, to me, the way I read this is that us passing this means that we recommend that all these changes are made to be consistent with the municipal code. And quite frankly, there's a lot of stuff in there. I've read a bunch of it. I haven't gotten anywhere near it. So I don't understand why we just have a list of recommend adoption of every Tumwater City code. And I'll also point out that Brad made a comment about urban growth areas and annexation. But I also know when I first joined the Planning Commission, we took a whole bunch of land out of the urban growth areas because of appeal to the hearings board. So it does. So two things. One, being in the UGA does not mean you will be in the city. Two, being in the UGA does not mean you will be annexed into the city in the near future. You know, this is a 20-year planning process. So if we're telling people that live in the UGA that they have to abide by these rules to be more urban, when they might not, you know, if you're 50 years old, you're probably going to be done with whatever you're doing by the time you're annexed into the city.
Doug?
We had asked in the past to have all of the parcel owners who were impacted by these changes be notified. What was the result of that notification? Did you get input? I haven't seen any.
I did send letters to all of the property owners who are impacted. In addition, I sent letters to property owners within 300 feet in the UGA and within 500 feet in the rural county that would be impacted, of the parcels that would be impacted. I got about 10 questions regarding the airport hazard overlay, and I got no comments. Brad got no comments one way or another about any of the amendments.
And also I'll comment on Scott's comment. I have the same concerns that he has, so.
So is there a way that we can sit down and address those concerns?
Well, as Brad stated, we will bring all of these development codes back to the Planning Commission at the time that we review those. So this isn't the final yay or nay on any of those development codes or land use zoning regulations.
So why not just state that?
Well, yeah, I mean, my concern is you're right, it's not final, but if we recommend approval of this and the county commissioners approve it, then when staff comes back to us, they're going to say, oh, we need to adopt this Tumwater Municipal Code, and it's already in the county plan that we approve. I mean, it's already recommended that we approve it, not that we just, you know, have a discussion and figure it out. And as far as the citizen comment, I mean, this is a pretty thick deal. I'm on page right now on page 190, and I'm not done yet. How many people that don't actually do this are gonna go through and read this thing?
Well, it is a comprehensive plan. So again, it's just a vision and for what we want to see occur over the next 20 years. So it's not we're going to adopt this today and then change the development code tomorrow. It's really about creating a vision as required by the Growth Management Act for us to work together as these areas transition from rural to a more urban setting. And so we're just complying with the state regulations and the countywide planning policies when we do this.
I have Robbie.
Pardon me?
It looks like a Robbie wanted to speak. That's who came up.
Oh, was that me?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, sorry, Elizabeth. Yeah. I am wondering on this particular matter, if there is a way to discuss further, adding some more specificity about the kind of that would characterize the kind of development changes that would then provide that the trigger for when something would actually move from the current, you know, the rural situation to ultimate urban setting. Is there a way to discuss something specific?
Go ahead, Brad.
I think I have a recommendation for changing the language to that particular section. I think what we need to do is fall back on the 1995 Memorandum of Understanding that was signed by the county and the three jurisdictions regarding the joint planning process. That, I think, provides the adequate guide for adoption and moving forward on development code review. There are specific things that are included in there that are, say, that within the joint plan area, the county should strive to have its development codes reflect that of the cities that are going to be ultimately annexing these areas. There are also areas within that memorandum of agreement that set aside areas that will remain unchanged and as part of the county way of regulating in terms of critical areas, in terms of subdivision process and so forth. But I think that is the process that had been agreed upon by the jurisdictions for this entire joint plan process. And I think referencing that is probably the most appropriate way of citing how this should be going forward. So that's my recommendation.
Yeah. Thank you. Can anybody hear me? This is Raul.
Go ahead, Raul.
Am I muted or I'm muted?
We hear you.
Hi there. Okay, cool. Hey, regarding Scott's concerns, which are actually mirror my own, and I heard a comment regarding that we must do this because of the GMA issues. Well, the GMA requires you to balance all the goals, all 8 goals of the GMA, and goal number 6 is property rights, and goal number 8 is natural resources industries, okay? It seems like we have kind of flown right over that and went about a vision. Well, the vision should include all the goals, not just a few. So we should probably consider that and review it and apply it more equitable. That's my point.
Thank you. So I have a motion that was given to me, but it doesn't seem appropriate after this bit of conversation. I'm going to read it, and if somebody wants to make that motion and have it seconded, then we'll go from there. Or if you have another suggestion for a motion, let's do that. If there's no other questions, I will read this out to you guys. So it states to move to recommend approval of the Tumwater Joint Plan, including 6 separate land use and zoning amendments. Further move to approve amendments to the Thurston County Code, Titles 20 and 22, to amend regulations to the airport hazard overlay in the rural county and the Tumwater urban growth area, and to repeal Chapter 22.21, commercial development, and Chapter 22.28, business park. That's what I received. Does anybody want to make that motion, or do you have another motion that you would like to make as far as the Thurston County group?
I'll move approval.
Okay, is there a second?
I'll
everybody's seconding?
Yeah, I'll second it.
Okay. Is there any conversations, any comments?
I move that we amend our motion by striking 11.16 recommended amendments to Thurston County Code.
I'd second that.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded to amend the motion. Okay, how do I say this? I'm stuttering here. All those in favor of the amended motion as stated, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? So looks like the amended motion has passed. And I guess we go from there. Maya, I'm kind of looking for some help here as far as procedure as we go now.
Yeah, I don't know if the Tumwater Planning Commission also wants to produce a recommendation. I heard all of the Thurston County Planning Commissioners on that one. We could, you know, I kind of saw this, we could either have a joint recommendation or two separate recommendations, but I didn't hear from any of the Tumwater Planning Commissioners on that. So Brad, how are you feeling about that?
My recommendation is that we have two separate recommendations. If the city planning commission discusses and agrees with the county recommendation, that's fine. If they disagree, then we have two recommendations going forward. That is actually kind of the way it's gone in the past. We've had different recommendations from different bodies, and we considered as we go through the approval process.
So Brad, I guess I need to call for a motion that is somewhat equivalent or equivalent to the amended county motion. Is that correct?
It could be a recommendation could start as the initial adoption of the joint plan as proposed. And then if a subsequent amendment occurs to mirror what the county planning commission is proposing, that would be part of the amendment to the first one. What you're proposing to begin with.
Okay, that seems procedurally odd. Looking at the little rules of procedure where you have to go ahead and act on whatever the first motion was before tackling an amendment. You know, maybe the county's rules of procedure are different, but I think ours are, you know, if there's a motion to adopt the thing as written right now, then we've got to act on that. Of course, it could fail, and then we could do another one where there's an amendment, but you see what I mean?
Correct. So, the City Planning Commission hasn't taken part yet in these motions. So this is, I think,
correct.
So we have the own, this is the city process we're talking about.
Right. Right. So depending on what type of initial motion we get out of the city members, the city commissioners, we have to act on that. Okay. So Commissioner Kirkpatrick.
Can I just make a point of order?
Please.
I'm going to say Robert's rules are when you make a motion and then you can make a motion to amend it. And then you're supposed to vote on the amendment and then the motion as amended. And it can go for however many amendments you want, but I've never heard of anybody making a motion and then striking it down because they couldn't amend it. Robert's rules say you can amend a motion.
Right. No, that was the intent. We need to start with a motion and then if necessary, amend that motion. And then you're correct.
I think that's right. I know Tumwater is largely Robert's rules, but we also have our own. So I wanted to check with Brad about our procedures. So
we fall back on Robert's rules as their
okay.
Primary.
Okay, that's good. And then Commissioner Kirkpatrick.
I'd like to start off by making a motion to approve the initial recommendations made by Commissioner Simmons, read by Commissioner Simmons.
The initial one, the unamended.
That's correct.
Okay, so that's the motion. Have we got a second from the?
Second, this is Commissioner Sullivan.
Thank you, Commissioner Sullivan. Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Is there discussion about the motion?
Call the question.
Okay, let's call the question. All those in favor of the motion as proposed, the initial proposal as read by County Planning Commissioner Simmons, please say aye.
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 Are there any opposed?
Yes.
Of the city planning commissioners.
I think not you, Donna.
Yeah, I have said.
Donna, we're talking the city right now.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Sorry for that. Okay. All right. Hearing none opposed, the city planning commission motion passes for the initial reading. Do I need to I think that was unanimous of the folks here. I don't need to call roll for the vote, right, Brad? Okay.
And Donna, I'm sorry, but we've already voted on it. So, I mean, discussion.
Yeah, during the discussion, I think maybe I was not using the mute or invite or whatever it was.
I'm sorry, you'll have another opportunity.
Nobody seemed to hear me when I spoke.
Well, we didn't hear you, I'm sorry. You'll have another opportunity when this comes back before the commission.
Okay, that's better, yeah. Okay, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Yeah.
What's next, Maya? Are we adjourned? I'm sorry, I'm kind of getting a little scrambled here.
So I believe what we'll be doing then as part of the process is we'll be presenting both of the recommendations to the city council. The recommendation that you passed that we remove that one section from chapter 11, and then we'll also present the planning commission recommendation from the city planning commission. The city council will just include both of those recommendations in their discussions. And then that will be coming back as a recommendation. Ultimately, the council will do the same kind of process that we did here tonight, and then forward a recommendation to the county board of commissioners for their final decision and adoption of whatever they choose to adopt.
Great. Thank you, Brad, for that clarification.
Yeah, so since we received two recommendations tonight, we had held some time on June 2nd for our planning commission, but we arrived at that recommendation, so I don't think we will be bringing this topic back on the 2nd since we've already received that. Leah will prepare a letter for the Thurston County Planning Commission, and then that'll go to you, Jim, through Polly. So I believe that's it on the Tumwater joint plan tonight. Brad, did you have any final words you wanted to share?
No, I just thank you for having us and taking us through this process. We will be doing this again when we talk about the development regulations, but I think it's very important that we're able to meet all together because this is an area that obviously is a very important transition area. We have people who are living there now and then people are going to be living there in the future. And it's a really difficult thing to try to work through is how to make that transition work for everyone. So I thank you again. So Jim, when you finalize your recommendation and provide the signature and all that, if the county staff could send that to me, I'll make sure I included that in our packets.
Absolutely, absolutely. And thank you, Tumwater, for joining us. It's great to see some smiley faces. See you all.
Thank you, everyone.
We do have a hand up from Michael?
Oh, no, I was just saying thanks, everyone, and waving.
Yeah, me too.
My bad.
So it looks like we're adjourned, and Thurston County.
I think Maya was going to have a few words for the Thurston County folks.
Yeah, we have a couple of staff updates. Just really quick reminder that we have two public hearings on June 2nd. So those will be the wireless public hearing and the capital improvement program public hearing. That was the only staff update from me.
Okay. And then we're doing calendar here for June 2nd. Will anybody be unable to attend? How about June 16th? Thank you all once again for being here. Great job. Sorry for my little Robert's Rules screws up. I'm still learning this stuff, but it's good stuff. Okay, then we're adjourned, and thank you all for being here.
Thanks so much. Good to see you all.
Good night, all.
Good night.
See you guys.